Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Wait a minute. I know them, you know. They should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
Yeah. I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me. Blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale. Like I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke it.
You are a real artist.
I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what, cuz? I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I'm blown away.
I told God I would be faithful about the spirit that he gave me, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time. But if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AJ Disco. AJ Disco. 3-5. And I say, sure, I don't do no physical harm to them. I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all.
See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, so, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron L., who is one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls Jip Jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything, and, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, T-A-Z, host the show, man.
Good evening, good evening. This is T-A-Z, Night Court 17 on A-T-A-Z-P, Radio Blog Talk Radio, your host T-A-Z. In the house tonight, I have Tressa, my one of my best friends and loyal supporters of the show. She's on the line. Tressa, say hello to everybody.
Hello to everybody.
Hello, Tressa.
Silly. I have B Divine on the line. B Divine.
Hello, 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 hello.
And I have DJ Carmi, my radio sister, DJ radio sister, on the line. Say hello, DJ Carmi.
Hey, hey, what's going on, Jesse?
Hello, ladies.
This is ladies' Night Court 17. Let me give the docket number and all that good stuff. This is the Z Appellate Court. TAZ is the judge, and also I'll be the ones presenting the case. We only got 10 cases tonight. The docket number is the date, which is 06-08-2017, and each case number starts out with 001 and so forth until we get to 10. The very first one on the docket, 001, nooses being found all over Washington, D.C., at the African American Museum and the MLK statue. What do you think? Why do you think these things are happening? And I'm gonna start with Tressa because she usually sets the tone for the crazy thinking on this mic. Go on, Tressa. Tressa followed by B Divine. And then DJ Carmi. Go on, Tressa. Say whatever crazy thing I know. Because I'm thinking why it's happening. But it'll probably be a whole nother way from you. Okay, go on.
Well, I look at it like this. If they're just finding nooses and there are no necks, then, you know, us as black people, unfortunately, we're killing each other so fast. We're putting Ku Klux Klan out of business. They don't have to do anything but have a lot of empty nooses just laying around. You know, we're killing each other. So what's left for them to do? You know, so I look at it as if they're mocking us, you know, not just so much as like it's a threat or something or, you know, anything like that. It's basically like, you know, y'all putting us out of work. We looking for work. So maybe they looking for work, you know, instead of saying you can't stand in the unemployment line and say I'm looking to kill somebody, to hang somebody. So what are they going to do? So they looking for jobs, you know. It's hard out there. There's a lot of people that are unemployed, and that include the Ku Klux Klan. So that's how I feel about it.
Oh, I love her. Every time she never disappoints me ever. Honestly, I think with all of the hidden racism that we've endured over the years, some not so hidden, I think it was something that people who have mindsets like that have always wanted to do. I think it's now with our current number 45, I believe that everybody's just a lot more comfortable expressing mm-hmm. themselves.
Right.
So it's, to me, I agree that it's mockery, but I think that this, you know, these things have been going on for years. We're just decades, sorry. We're just now being able to see it in the forefront instead of behind the scenes, because now it's more acceptable. So that's unfortunate, but it appears to be way more people calling each, you know, hearing the N-word, just throwing it all around at Walmart, and you got people just blatantly, you know, telling you they don't like you because of the color of your skin. It's just, it's amazing the level of, you know, pride
yeah.
some people have, and they're and the wherewithal, the balls that they have to say some of this stuff and to do some of this stuff. But I, you know, it is a mockery. I agree with that. But now it seems to be okay.
DJ Carmi.
Well, I blame President Trump. The reason being is because he makes them feel a little bit more confident now. Like Divine said, racism always has been going on. You know, this little idiotic stuff has been going on, but now it seems like they don't care. It's wide open. So showing the news or two, what is it going to do, though? It's not going to scare us anymore. As long as they're not touching us, you know, the news is whatever they want to do, you know, just them trying to make a point. But I think we're kind of past that now as far as us as a people, that it really doesn't affect us as much as it used to. I say they want to pass on a message, but the message is dead. And I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Can I say something else?
Yeah.
When I walk down the street and I see a black man and a white man, who do you think I'd be more afraid of when I'm walking down the street? And that's a shame.
Yeah.
I'm ashamed that it's like that. I'm not ashamed to say it. I'm not ashamed to admit it, but I'm ashamed that it's like that. You know? I'd be afraid of a black man walking down the street and I'm by myself than I would a white man. I'd be more afraid. So,
yeah, that's true.
Like I say, them putting nooses down, that doesn't bother me. You know?
Real.
I don't see anybody hanging in them, you know? Now, if it was a lot of people hanging around somewhere, then yes, that would bother me. But that's something you don't even see anymore. You know, they just shooting us, the ones that's left. They in blue suits now, call themselves the police, you know? But they don't even have to do that anymore. We killing each other at a high rate.
Absolutely.
But I'm more afraid of my own kind, and that's a shame. You know, I shouldn't have to be afraid.
Okay, we're going to docket number. We're skipping around. Docket number 3. You guys listen to this, and I'll get your opinion after it plays. Here it is.
Lillian Rimmel just wanted the right birthday card.
I'm walking back to pay for it, and all the alarms started going off. I started screaming and yelling, and then I realized that the barricades doors were shut.
She said she didn't know when she walked in a little before 10 in the evening that the store was closing soon.
And I didn't even realize there was nobody else in the store until I got to the register and set the alarm off.
She gave us this picture showing the night gate down. She couldn't get out. She called a friend.
And she was actually stuck inside the store.
While Rimmel called 911, Bert went to Facebook, asking anyone who was or knew a CVS employee to send someone with a key.
I was sure to find somebody that knows somebody that works there and could help her.
Rimmel was enormously concerned that somebody would be confused, thinking maybe she broke into the store after closing time. She found security cameras and put herself in front of them.
I did not want to do because I didn't want my photo pictured on the news saying, do you know this person? This person stole something.
It took about a half hour to get someone there to open the door. Rimmel purchased the birthday card she found and gave us this photo, her receipt included.
And I was dumbfounded that she even said, hey, would you like to purchase this? Sure.
A CVS spokesman sent us this email saying, we sincerely apologize for the incident at our Titusville store, and we are reinforcing the correct store closing procedures with all of our stores to prevent this from occurring again. I'm Dave McDaniel, West 2 News Hour at 10.
The question I have for the panel, if you got stuck in a store by accident like that lady did at the CVS, what would you have done? DJ Carmen.
I knew you were going to choose me first.
Yeah, we going the other way.
Oh, my goodness. First of all, I would have been too afraid to call anybody. Well, I would have called somebody, some family members, to let them know I was in there. But just the thought of the police coming and seeing me in the store, I would have been terrified because most of the time they're going to shoot first and ask questions later. So, I really don't know what I would have done. I got to leave it at that. I'm sorry.
Be divine.
Wait, okay, can we narrow it down to, can it be CVS for real? Like a store like that?
If you got locked in the store, what would you have done? Same thing.
I'm saying that same situation. Yeah, I would have straight up been just being mischievous around the store. I would have made balloon animals out of the condoms.
I like that.
Yeah, I figured you would. Figured you would.
Yeah, but seriously, I mean, that is hilarious.
B Divine, you trying to get Tressa geeked up over here. Tressa, go on. What you going to say? What would you have done?
Shoot, I would have made a night of it. You know, they got food in CVS now.
That's what I'm saying.
I would have ate me something. Shoot. Man. I would have took me a few pain pills because I know I would have had a headache. Took me a little nap. And when they let me out in the morning, I would have sent them a bill. Shoot, for my time in trouble. Lock me up and traumatize me. I would have been laying up in the therapist's office. Tell them I can't even spell words in the alphabets with CVS on. Man, please. I would have sent them a nice bill.
Okay. We're on docket number 005. Like I said, I'm skipping around. The Colbert truck bombing kills over 150 people. Then there's the Paris and London attacks. Trump says putting travel bans in place will keep America safe. The real terrorist lives here already. Is there a solution to this, or is there no solution to this? In other words, can we stop people from, you know, all of a sudden having terrorist attacks anywhere in the world? Is there a real solution to this? I'm going to start with B Divine.
I would have to say, unfortunately, no. Where there is good, there has to be evil. You know, so while it is unfortunate, the world that we live in and the things that we're going through right now, you know, think about it, it has been worse. You know, our ancestors had to go through way more. Now, you know, we're like, oh, my God, everything is so horrible. Okay, well, imagine being strange fruit. You know, we're talking about empty nooses at this point. We're not like, you know, like she said, at least there are no necks in the nooses. So, we are enduring a lot. But to me, if we just continue, you know, down the path of taking, you know, our creator out of the mix of things, and we're always just like, oh, we can do it on our own. That's why we're running into so much, you know, so many problems. So I think it's a necessary evil, unfortunately, because we have to need somebody. And if you don't need anything and the world is great, then who would you need to call on?
Tressa.
Okay, you said, is there a solution?
Yeah, for these terrorists.
Yeah, there's a solution for everything. God gave it to us. It's called marijuana. You know, see, the Indians had that peace pipe. So you didn't hear too much about the Indians fighting each other. Because once you start smoking some weed, it makes you happy, hungry, and horny. So they happy, they screwing, and they eating. Whether they eating each other or eating food.
Oh,
you know what I'm
God.
Saying? It all go together. You know, a meal is a meal, no matter how it's served up on a platter. You know what I'm saying? But
okay.
I think that's
okay.
The solution.
Okay.
God gave it to us. If everybody smoked marijuana, we all be great.
Where is he?
DJ Carmi. DJ Carmi.
Okay. I got to disagree with my sister with the marijuana thing because the marijuana got us in trouble now. That's how the Indian land got stolen because they were too high to fight the white man back. Back to your question. There's nothing mankind can do. Muslim ban, I don't care what kind of ban you put on travel. There's nothing mankind can do to stop evil. Like Divine said, regardless of where you are, there's evil. Muslim, Islam, whatever you want to call it, there's blacks on black on black. Regardless, there's always going to be murder. You know, mass murder here, single murders. And if you add up all the blacks killing blacks with the terrorists, you probably going to come pretty close to the same amount, like genocide. So the only source that I think can help and stop all of this is God. Back to what Tressa said, you know, he was our creator and he is the one that's going to end it all. When that will happen, we don't know. But we do got to find some hope and ask him for guidance and leadership. No mankind can help what we're going through right now. Mankind can't do it.
I have something else for you to listen to. This is on docket number 6, and after we listen to it, then I'll ask you the question.
How many of you believe you were drugged by Bill Cosby? How many of you believe Bill Cosby raped you?
27 women together in one room for the first time sharing their accusations against Bill Cosby.
He drugged me without my knowledge, and he raped me.
He drugged me and violently raped me.
Their stories are harrowing, many strikingly similar.
I was drugged and raped.
He flipped me over and raped me.
But are their stories credible?
None of you in this room have DNA evidence, no police reports, sketchy memories. Why should we believe you?
Cosby's attorneys say these things never happened.
He has vehemently denied the allegations.
But women are still coming forward with allegations against Bill Cosby. There are more than 55 now.
Shame on you, Mr. Father Figure of America.
Dateline NBC reached out to every woman who had gone public at the time of our interview. These women accepted our invitation, and we brought them to a Los Angeles ballroom.
My question is, do you believe Bill did it? And unfortunately, we start with Tressa, so I already know that her answer is going to be crazy. Go on, Tressa.
I'm coming with Devon's turn first.
No, it's you.
Did he do it? I feel like this. He might have slept with some of those women, but some of those women were too ugly for a blind person to sleep with. Come on now. This man have money. He can buy prostitutes. He can buy some pretty women. What made you think? Especially this one I saw on television. She looked like Rod Stewart with a bad perm or something. You know?
Hey, look,
if he slept with her.
That was a long time ago.
I don't care if he slept with her.
Oh, no.
Listen, if he slept with her, she drugged him. That's what I think happened. Ooh. Because, I mean, some of these women, No. I don't believe he drugged these women because when a woman is raped, you go through something mentally that really can't be explained into words. You know, rape is about power. If this man had so much power then, and then years later you're not around him, where's his power? Where is his power then? How come you can't go to a police person then? Why you wait till now when the man's so old and he got all this money? Now you want to go run. Why didn't you do it then? You're a grown woman. I understand a little child scared to tell, but a grown woman, and now you want to tell the whole world, but you couldn't tell the police. But now you want to tell the whole world, and you want some money.
I think it has something to do with money. Man, I really
please.
Do think it has something to do
That's
with
what
money.
It, just like they did Michael Jackson. Just the same thing, just like they did Michael Jackson. Now, when the man died, then some of them women going to say, oh, I'm sorry. Maybe I thought the wrong thing. Man, please. I don't believe he did that. Not to all those women. 50 women? Come on. Especially
DJ
some of them ugly ones.
DJ Carmen.
Yeah. He did it. Bill Cosby did it. OJ did it. They did it. The reason being, I believe that he did it. Now, I don't think he may have did it to all of them, but I do think because of the story that he actually did it. And I don't think it was because he just wanted something. It became, like you said, the power thing. He felt that power and he became addicted to having these women in a weak state. Now, that's just my opinion, but I believe Bill Cosby did do that to a few women.
Be divine.
Yes.
So me and Tressa go to the store. We end up getting locked in CVS, you know. Everybody hanging out. She says she got a headache. I go grab some Tylenol, a little codeine in it, from the back of the pharmacy section. hypothetically. And I said, well, you know what? We stuck in here. We ain't got nothing else to do. I'm getting a liquid kind. What you want? And she says, girl, I take the codeine, the liquid kind too. I handed it to her. Does that mean I drugged her?
No.
If we doing it, we hanging out, we doing stuff together, and yes, you know, something might pop off. But I don't think that, if anything, I think that either that's what they did. Quaaludes, that was the thing popping back in the day. So I'm like, if, you know, something happens after we hang out, drink, take a few drugs, whatever, how is that you wake up the next morning maybe regretting it, and then you say I drugged you? Or not even the next morning, 25 years later, you say I drugged you. So I'm like, you know, I don't think that he did that. I think what he did was supply some drugs, but I don't think that he, like, put something in their drink and did something deceitful to get them to sleep with him. Because from what I've heard in terms of research and stuff, these women were calling him back. So how do you call
That's
him,
right.
like, let's meet up again if you drugged me? Clearly, yeah. Like you said, it had something to do with money, something to do with his power and status. But I really believe, you know, during that time, considering who he was to America, hell yeah, okay, it might, you know, I need a few more drinks to sleep with you because you are kind of old. But, you know, whatever. Just do it and shut the hell up about it. How you come out 25, 30 years later, Janice Dickinson, how you irrelevant, so you want to jump on a 49 other women bandwagon and say, okay, well, you drove me to. Bill Cosby was like, lady, you tried to suck my in the parking lot. And I said, no. So get out of here. No, I don't think so. I don't think he did.
Yeah.
And it seemed like the ones whose career really didn't go anywhere are the ones who's talking. Look at people like the one who played as the little bitty girl, Lil Tootie or whatever. You know, she's right by his side saying that's not the kind of man he is. You understand? Everybody whose career took off, you don't hear
Rudy.
Those women complaining. Yeah, little Rudy, Tootie, whatever. Yeah. And so everybody's career that took off, you don't hear them complain. But the women who are, like she say, irrelevant, who ain't got nothing going for themselves, looking like, you know, one of those drag queens, yeah, now they want to talk because they want facelifts and all that. You know, they're trying to get them a man. They ain't got much time left.
Okay, we on docket number 009, and this one is a long one to listen to. This is Patrice O'Neill, and you'll get it after you listen to it.
Like, ladies, let's discuss, let's discuss harassment for a second. Let's just, you feel it a little bit? Like, let's just discuss it. Why can't I harass you? Sometimes. I can never harass you. Never. And I'm not talking about, hey, ooga booga. Like, I'm talking just at the job. It's unfair that I can't harass you at the workplace. Like, you look at how you looking, and I can't just a little something that has to do, like, you got to be careful just to say, hey, you look beautiful today. That's how messed up the game is. I think you should be able to comment on any part of the body that you see. I'm serious. What's your name? Jeannie. Now, Jeannie, no disrespect, but if I work with you, I should be able to walk in and go, oh, Jeannie, beautiful titty meat you have there. And because I see that, but whatever the scientific term is, I'm looking at Mr. a 4.9 grade point average. What's the science term for the titty meat? What's the actual And it's not the cleavage. I mean, the cleavage is the space in the middle. I'm talking about the meat, the meat, the titty part. And I'm not being foul, just, you know, whoa. You know what I'm saying? Just so I can go through the rest of the day without pretending that I don't see. Which you understand what I'm saying? I mean, let's work out a deal. Don't get me fired. Having women work with men, right, is like having a grizzly bear work with salmon. Dipped in honey, like, so. Now you dip the salmon in the honey, right? Grizzly bears. And the salmon get to walk through comfortable with honey and fish and good morning, grizzly bears. And the grizzly bears is like, hey. He can't even growl, like, ah, what's up, fish? Oh my God, human resources, the grizzly bear just did grizzly bear stuff. So, like, I can't even go, hey, good morning, fish, good morning. Oh, I can't touch it, like, oh, look at that. Oh, let me just get a little bit of that fish, a little bit. Get that honey. Oh my God. Fish and honey, man. That's my favorite. Usually I kill fish and eat them and stuff, but I just wanted to just rub a little bit of that. God damn. That's oppressive. Like, you shouldn't even. And there's cameras everywhere. You can't do, like, weird stuff behind a back. Like, why would it be disrespectful if I said, what's your name? Terrell. If I go, hey, Terrell, we work together. And I go, Terrell, hey, do me a favor. Let me know when you're getting up to go to the bathroom so I can sniff your chair. That's disrespectful because it's sexual, but that keeps me from being... Like, I think there should be a holiday, for lack of a better word, harassment day, but not, that sounds whatever, but I mean a day where I get to find out, like, because, and this is why it should be harassment day, because women get to be inappropriate sexually all the time. You get to be inappropriate, and when I say inappropriate, I mean say hello to me. Too close. Hi. Or some weird massage because you think we're friends and you, morning, little kiss, and he's just like, oh boy. And you think in your head, man, I wonder if I don't know. But harassment day allows you to be able to ask all year. I say the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. And it's a beautiful day. Flowers and everything. You buy flowers. You're just real cool. You walk up. You're respectful. You say, hey, how are you? You know, good afternoon, Terrell. Happy harassment day. And you just, like, say, listen, I was wondering all year if you would suck my dick in a broom closet. And you just be like, no, thank you, I'm not. And you be like, thank you, keep the flowers. I just thought I made a mistake. I thought you was a hoe all year. I was confused. I thought you was a hoe, but you're not.
That's Patrice O'Neal, the late Patrice O'Neal. My question to the panel is, did y'all find that joke offensive, being that y'all all women? I'm going to start with DJ Carmi.
the joke itself, I mean, I love comedians. You know, and I do believe in freedom of speech, but I didn't get offended. I thought it was quite funny.
Be Divine?
Yeah, I'm with her. That was hilarious to me, and it made me think that is so true. Like, guys around the office, they're like, hey, how you doing? They stop by your desk. Hey, how you doing? And as soon as you say hello back, they're looking at you like, we should be getting married. You know, like, oh, my God, she said hello back, and she said it with her eyes. No, I literally just looked at you. That's it. So I think it is. I think it's actually very true. I think some guys, not all guys, you know, they feel like, why can't I harass you? And I'm pretty sure with all of the rules in the workplace, it is pretty rough on some guys. So I thought it was hilarious that he found the funny in something that is true.
Tressa, were you offended? I'm sure you wasn't, but were you?
I was offended by one thing. I'm still trying to figure out the scientific term for titty meat. I don't understand. I wonder what is that?
Yes,
I mean, he could have looked it up for us. He could have looked up the definition and, told us, because now I'm stuck like, shoot, what's the daddy name on The Simpsons? I'm up there, I'm drawing a blank. What is the scientific term for titty meat? I would like to know.
One more thing. Well, look, while we're looking that up, can we find the scientific term for booty meat?
Hey, look, especially what part of booty? You mean the part that hang out with those little booty shorts on, the bottom part right there?
Yes, the bottom part.
Yes.
That part.
Yes, y'all, we need to know these things.
Okay, that was a good one. I knew y'all would get a kick out of it. The next one is two songs. I got two songs, and I need to see which one y'all like the best, which one y'all is between one and two. I'm going to play the first one and play the other one right behind it. The first song is by a group called Overdose. The name of the song, I'm looking, is called Growing Pains. Here we go.
I'm straight from the west like Kanye. Niggas try to usher me, but I love it my way. Me and Kreno need McDonald's cause we ain't Mickey. OD giving you the facts, but you ain't listening. Your girl want it from the back in the back of a lack. After we finished, she asked if she could get up on the track. Trying to take over the world, girls trying to get a feature. Trying to prove the haters wrong and all my teachers who told me I couldn't get cheese from my bomb. Wasted my time, making me memorize equations and dates from history. Debated cause it didn't mean shit to me. Almost gone, but I've always known that I get bone for singing and rap songs. I'm still all alone, girls got a song on the phone as a ringtone. I'm too grown for that, say bud.
Yeah, man, I'm at the studio. I've been here all day. It's hotter than the sun. I should have went to Raging Waters. I got my little thing coming through. She trying to hit me up. I'm trying to cheeky-da-cheek. You know how I get out all in a blah blah blah. All up in there. You know me.
Real smooth with a century of medical trees. Trying to figure out a way to connect to me. She even resulted in taking some ecstasy. But I don't do that no more, baby. I'm next to these chicks from my barracks like an SRGT. She playing possum trying to get in my SUV. But she won't get me, nah, she won't get me with the. Have a nigga invest in G's in her like recipes. Opposite and vegetables. You're stressing me like SAT. But she keep on texting me, saying she need me cause I'm thick like SB strings. And I use my tongue like the ones on the SB's be. A lot. Let's see where the SB's fleet apply. Or we could cruise the beach with no cares. I quote here, I'm trying to fuck Sarah Roma this year.
I'm too grown for that. I don't know what they're doing. I didn't call Birdie. His car is on flat somewhere. He probably walking. June probably over there jacking off with his balls. You already know him. And Birthday, you don't know what Birthday do. Birthday just be going with the wind. You can't even get in contact with him. I'm just here.
Yeah. The drama comes in and out my life with a life. Baby with girl from the hood, she got some fight in her. I ain't gonna lie, I even thought about wife in her. Hell no, I can't spend my whole life with her. She's childish, love busting and fighting and all that. Ink up in my face, expect me to call back. Bitching, tell me that I treat her so wrong. Got me turning up the volume in my headphones. Once we bump and grind, we'll be cool for a second. Wake up in the AM, she even made me breakfast. Precious, ride for the boy. True to my heart, she'll put her life on the line for the boy. Now she got an attitude, cause I'm trying to hit the studio. Making assumptions, I'll be fucking with the groupie hoes. Killing my whole vibe, she got me feeling moody, bro. I think it's time to let her go. Man, I'm getting grown. I'm too grown for that. Say bud.
You ain't got nothing for her. That's all me.
I'm just nervous that you're gonna fuck it up. If you don't fuck it up.
What
you?
Quiet. Be quiet. You think I won't put limits on your
ass? Is that what you nerve? That's all it is.
Oh. I'm gonna give her some of this nerve cobbler. You keep playing.
Hold up, homie. Why you gotta get in my way? You see me trying to holler at this little dime. Why you gotta put your lemon juice in my game? Why you gotta squeeze that lemon juice in my game? Hold up, homie, why you gotta get in my way? Interception offside, this is my play. Why you gotta put your lemon juice in my game? Why you gotta squeeze that lemon juice in my game?
Now, once upon a time when I was looking very fly, I saw a girl almost as dope as me, she caught my eye. But before I could walk over to this girl and say a thing, I was interrupted by this nerd.
Okay,
excuse me, pretty lady. Don't want to come at you crazy, but if he gave you his number, I think you need to erase it. Oh no, I'm not a hater. Like, that man is not a shaver. But look at his Instagram. He wear Adventure Time leggings.
Now, if Curtis was a Jedi, his lightsaber would be clear. That means not existing like his fucking rap career. Look, his breath got your face melted. Please make a choice. Do you want a Blake Shelton or a reject from a boy?
Listen to his language, ain't he so damn offensive? When I look inside your eyes, I see the loyalist missing. Do you really need a man to give you forth and some inches? Having your couch smelling like soiled oil and
Hold up, homie, why you gotta get in my way? You see me trying to holler at this little dime. Why you gotta put your lemon juice in my game? Why you gotta squeeze that lemon juice in my game? Hold up, homie, why you gotta get in my way? Interception offside, this is my play. Why you gotta put your lemon juice in my game? Why you gotta squeeze that lemon juice?
I forget you ever met him, but you don't forget my number. He be forgetting to forget, that's a goddamn conundrum. This nigga got a Scion, but me, I got a Kia. How he gotta charge his car before we even come to see
you? Why you yelling high, yellow ass nigga, baby please? Ain't you tired of these flaky emo Drake wannabes? You piss color dish scrubber, still living with your mother. How you got the nerve to diss a real motherfucker?
Hold up. Girl, I'm so cold, I freeze a burning inside her. And Murr's so old, he got a Walkman in his pocket. He probably even went to kindergarten with your mama. Sweet Lord, I mean for real, is he even worth the problem?
Cool story, bro, but let's state facts. Curtis, you so light skinned, you probably hate blacks. I'm getting sidetracked, baby, it's all about you. So is it him or is me?
Come on, what you wanna do? Hold up, homie, why you gotta get in my way? You see me tryna holler at this little dime. Why you gotta put your lemon juice in my game? Why you gotta squeeze that lemon juice in my game? Hold up, homie, why you gotta get in my way? Interception offside, this is my play. Why you gotta put your lemon juice in my game? Why you gotta squeeze that lemon juice in my game?
Mother Curse, I wanna thank you for
for doing this song.
Oh, for sure. Thank
but
you,
like
man.
I said, once again, in real life, in this situation, what happens is...
The girl would have been mine. This would have been Brandy and Monica, but I would have been...
What? Why would you become Brandy and Monica? We'd be Paul McCartney and Michael
the
Jackson.
Girl is mine.
Yeah, something like
yeah,
that, bro.
Yeah, but...
And we all know who Michael and who's Paul.
You definitely would have been Brandy, though.
Hey, Brandy bad, though.
So you consider yourself a baddie?
No, I'm just saying. Fuck you.
That was Murs and Curtis King, name of the song Lemon Juice. The other song was Overdose, Growing Pains. DJ Carmi, being that you the DJ, which one did you like better?
They both kind of had the, you know, the same feel for me. But if I had to, you know, make a choice, I would take the second one. There was a lot
lemon
going
juice.
On. Yeah,
lemon
juice.
Juice.
I like the flow of it. That smooth, mellow flow. Yeah.
Be Divine. Since you do music, which one did you like best?
My apologies, but I didn't care for either one. You know, if I would have heard either of those on the radio, I would have changed the channel.
Well, somebody got to make it. Well,
I know
I'll make it.
I can tell you why if you'd like to know, but it's, you know, for me it wasn't, you know, it's just not something I'd listen to.
Tressa.
I like the second one because it was like more consistent, even though there was a lot of profanity, but it was more consistent on something that you could actually dance to.
Wait a minute.
You know,
you talk about more profanity? Okay.
Well, the first one, I didn't like just, that wasn't the first thing that jumped out at me. The first song, you know, the profanity didn't jump out at me, but the second one, you hear a lot of nigger this and, you know, and all the profanity, but it sounds, the beat of it, the tempo of it, that's something that you can actually dance to.
Right. I got one
more.
They
were both kind of similar.
I got one more set.
So I can see the second one actually being played at a club and people actually dancing.
I got a second set. Y'all said Lemon Juice, so that way I didn't have to vote on it. I got a second set. This is the dude. If anybody's familiar with the Game of Thrones TV show that's on HBO, this is one of the guys that play. His name is Grey Worm. He plays one of the head of the men that protect the girl with the white hair. And supposedly on the show, all their things are cut off because that's their religion. But that's on the show. And he plays that part on the show. His name is Riley Ritchie, but his real name is Drew Jacobs. The name of the song is Keep It Simple. And then I'll play the next one by one of my friends that is actually on Facebook that I'm friends with. Let me get to it. I don't know if anybody familiar with the show Game of Thrones, but this is where this dude is on. Here it is.
The city lights in my eyes, and I can feel the night creeping through the cloudy sky. And it's raining again. A blue town, and I'm feeling Gene Kelly moment coming on. I got the moves now, and I feel like laughing all the time. And I don't know why, there's a lot going through my mind. And though I don't know you, the prospect's there, still so much to show you. So I don't care this time around, hold it down. again tomorrow. Everything ends, but I don't wanna fill another day with sorrow. I know I can take pain, the love and the heartbreak, cause I've been a teenager, obvious dumb statements. Full of shit sometimes, but walking beside you's blowing my mind. I feel so high, we own the night, how did I find the light of my life in so little time, this time around, hold it down. My brain, you're rather driving the sun, I'd rather walk in the rain. Thinking about the future by my future door arranged. I stepped in shit and threw my kicks, I never wore them again. I'm living carefree, ain't got a care in the world. I came with the man, but I'm here by myself. Cause my mind's at home, but my body's in the rave. I'd rather buy myself a cake that I can share with my girl. Chill out on the sofa as you box it. Watching episodes of Friends, I need the box set. They say I'm back, I tell them that I never lost it. Used to make them run and now I got them doing must fit.
Around, hold it down. A lot to fool her, and me, I'm cowardly, so maybe I just won't call her.
That was O'Henny Savant. He did the beat and everything, played every instrument on it. And the first one was Richie Rich. I'm going with B Divine. Did you like any of those?
Oh yes. Now see, that's more my thing. I like chill music. And that first one was really good. I like that actually. Is that available for purchase?
Yeah. It's on our Spotify. It's Raleigh Richie. Like I said, it's the guy that plays on Raleigh Richie.
We'll see, and yeah, okay, now I will say I have heard of Game of Thrones, but I've never seen it. So although I don't watch the show. Riley Richie.
What I'll do is I'll text it to you.
Yeah,
I'll hit
send
you
that
on
to
the
me.
Line. Yeah.
Thank you.
Tressa.
I like the second one.
Yeah.
It had more of a message.
And thing about it, dude is like, when you see the video, he plays all the instruments as he's putting the beat together. So you're like going, wow, that's a bad cat. And he's got a whole lot of songs. I know him personally. That's one of my boys. So that's O'Henny Savant is his name. DJ Carmi, okay. Break the Tie. Did you like? Which one you like?
Well, I got to go with Ty Ritchie. I mean, I really like that mellow R&B flavor that he had. And then the second one, I like that too, but I'm going to have to lean more toward the first one.
Yeah.
Because that's that mellow. I love that mellow R&B feel that he had. And I like the voice.
This is Night Court 17. Let me go through the things that we had on the docket 001 about those nooses. You guys had a lot to say. Let me read them all. Mocking, looking for work, and no nets in it. 45 being in the White House, blatant. People got balls now. Scared of the popo and black people. Blame Trump for having the people more confident. And the message is dead. All that shit y'all added number one. 003 with the girl being stuck in the CVS. Basically, y'all said y'all be scared and would eat something. Basically, stay there overnight. Like I would, I'd be eating something too. The other one about the Paris, the terrorists being in the country. What is there a solution for it? And everybody said no. Where there's good, there's evil, and weed would be the answer. Weed would be the answer. Docket number 006, where it was Bill Cosby. Y'all said too ugly, some of them. He did it, and he didn't drug them. So basically, overall, he probably did some of them, and he probably didn't do a lot of them because they were probably ugly. Like Tressa trying to say, as hell. Number eight, docket number 008. Between overdose and Mars, lemon juice with Mars and Curtis King, they won that one. The harassment day with Patrice O'Neal. None of y'all was offended. Kind of like the shit, killing me. 010. Between Riley and O'Henny Savant, you liked Riley Richie with the song Keep It Simple featuring Stormy. Again, I want to thank my guest Tressa, B Divine, and DJ Carmi for coming in. B Divine and Tressa was here the last time, and Tressa just said anything out of her mouth. I love you still, though. I'm gonna play my jazz CD. One of my cuts from my jazz CD. It drops next Friday on June 16th on all online outlets. This is called "Slow Walking." Thank you again for coming in for Night Court 17.